Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. So big welcome to today's Mindfulness Pilates podcast. So the title of today's podcast is Physical Fitness Can Neither Be Achieved by Wishful Thinking Nor Outright Purchase. Joseph Pilates. So I thought, what a great way to start this chat than with that title. And it's so true, you know, to be physically fit and mentally fit as well. You definitely can't just buy it, and you definitely can't just hope for it and wish for it. You actually have to physically do something about it and put the effort in, put the time in, put the practice in. And each month, each year, each decade, I do believe that that's even more and more and more important. So I thought in today's podcast, one of the questions I had come in was, what on earth is Pilates? And I thought I'd head into that in a little bit. And of course, I'll always include relaxation and meditation of the week for you. It's going to be a beach relaxation for you today, so you can enjoy that a little bit later on. I thought I'd start off with some news, what I've been up to, what's been happening. And then we'll go into what is Pilates, what are the benefits, how can it help you? But even listening to the podcast, it can help you by at least getting some breathing going, some relaxing going, working on your mindset, your thinking. I'll share how I do it, because it isn't exactly as the late Joseph Pilates did it. I think everybody teaches it in their own unique way anyway. So what's been happening? So I had a few days with family last week. So it's nice to catch up with family, and really on the personal side, really enjoying the weekly Wim Hof swim. Basically means plunging in the sea. It's not like proper sea swimming. It's more about the cold exposure of going in the sea. I don't go in for very long. I think it was 7 degrees last time. So it was, I think I was in there for maybe a few minutes or so, but it was fun. It's enjoyable. It's with a group. It's social. It's in nature, of course, because it's by the sea. And the sunrise last week was really pretty, actually. And yeah, it was not a grey, dull day. It was a pretty day. Nice seeing friends and everything. And yeah, what else? So on the worky side of things, it's been gorgeous to be back teaching classes this week. And this week, our third book in the Stress to Calm series comes out. So our third book is the one for teachers. Here it is. I'm holding it up. It's yellow. Got this beautiful yellow cover. And I got my copy in the post early. So that's very exciting. But yeah, they're officially being, they're already in the bookshops or Amazon. You can get signed copies from me as well, actually. So yeah, it's really exciting. It feels really good to be holding it in my hand. It's got a beautiful texture to it, actually. It looks lovely. It feels lovely. But the most important thing is the inside of the book that it gets out there helping. We had some really lovely news, actually. I've obviously written the series so far with Janie Lee Grace, who's my co-author. Sending love to her this week after the passing of her radio presenter friend, Steve Wright. So Janie's been doing a lot of tributes to Steve Wright. Her podcast is really good as well, actually, the Alcohol Free Life podcast. And she did a really beautiful tribute to Steve Wright there, actually, which is really, really lovely. So, yeah, back to our books for a second. The teacher's one, I mean, it's not even out yet. It's just pre-order, but literally as soon as the podcast hits, the copies will start being posted out the next day, actually. So it's the number one in the bestsellers, hot new release. How about that? So that's that one. And then we had some beautiful news with our nurses book. It got to number one on Amazon for the book that's most gifted to nurses. I mean, how beautiful is that? I have to say, I've had, you know, several people saying, oh, I'm buying it for my, you know, my cousin, my son, my son. This is the nurse's one, actually. And the teacher's one. And they're, oh, my son's a teacher. And, oh, my, yeah, it's giving the nurse's book to my son. And, oh, yeah, I was like, oh, this is just so nice. The people are really gifting the book. And then one of my clients yesterday said, oh, I'm going to get, you know, the teacher's book for my daughter who's a teacher. And I'm going to get a copy for her school. And she's on the board of governors. So she recommended me to a secondary school. And I have actually taught them. So I'm going to be posting them a book this week. So, yeah, it's really nice, actually. And, of course, we do have the one for lawyers as well. Started to get some 5-star reviews. Anyway, that's that bit of good news. And Janie and I have been on the radio. It's one nice, we did one together actually. So we went on Mix 92.6. That's a St Albans Hertfordshire radio station. We were on their weekend breakfast show together. So that was really nice. If you'd like to hear the replay, just send me an email or message and I can send that over to you. But I did post the replay on social media as well. And then what else? I've been on West Kent Radio talking about our nurse's book in the Cooler Radio. And yesterday it was really nice. I did my first live radio interview. It was a hospital radio station. They with the radio into the hospital for everybody at the hospital, which is lovely. And that one's Hospital Radio Medway. I talked about the nurse's book there. And it's really lovely. They've invited me back on to talk about mindfulness Pilates as well. So that will be coming up live sometime soon, as well as replay. Janie interviewed me on UK Health Radio. It's been radio podcast interview today. So yeah, and there was a lovely article that Janie wrote for Health Triangle magazine as well about stress to calm. So that was really, really lovely. So thank you for all of those. To be continued, I suppose, to be continued. Right, so let's go into the topic today. What is Pilates? Well, obviously, Pilates is, it's not obviously, because some people actually haven't got a clue. So I better say what it is. It's a form of exercise. It was developed by the late Joseph Pilates, book with a picture of him in it, actually. He's from Dusseldorf in Germany, but he actually ended up, after wartime, going to America. And he actually opened his first studio there, Pilates studio, with his wife, Clara, actually. But originally, he was a gymnast and kind of bodybuilder. And then he taught self-defense in the police. He had asthma and rickets as a child and things like that. But he became a very strong person. And this quote by him, physical fitness can neither be achieved by wishful thinking nor outright purchase, Joseph Pilates. I think it gives you a lot of food for thought. You know, I mean, food is medicine in itself, but equally movement is medicine. And something I said on the radio yesterday, the radio presenter says, just loved one of the quotes. We have some inspirational quotes in each of our books, different inspirational quotes in each book. And he really, really loved one of them. I'm going to see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Calmness is the cradle of power. And that's by Josiah Gilbert Holland, author. Calmness is the cradle of power. And I went on to say a lot more about calmness, because calmness is something you can discover both from our Stress to Calm books, from my Stress to Calm teaching, from Mindfulness Pilates teaching. Calmness is also inner strength. Calmness is, what else am I going to say about calmness today? Yeah, calmness is actually strength as well, because if you can have calmness in your body and your mind, it means you can react better to things, and basically the world is a more peaceful place. Relationships both at home and work are more peaceful as well, and that doesn't mean weak, that means strong. Actually, it means, yeah, it can be quite transformational. So I really appreciated him sharing that quote. And calmness is definitely something you can receive from regular mindfulness Pilates practice. So there are 8 principles of Pilates: relaxation, breathing. He called it centering, but basically that's your core stability. It is very, very well known for its core stability. Alignment, meaning good posture. Concentration, coordination, flowing movement, and stamina. So it can help you with all those areas, which I think we'll go into a little bit more detail on to that. Now, he originally devised the mat work Pilates as a sequence of 34 original exercises, which I have to say are really, really fantastic. However, they are too advanced for most people. I mean, I teach 9 classes a week on Zoom, online on Zoom, taught properly with maximum 10 in each class, or I teach one-to-one programs. Out of all those classes, I only have 1 class that's intermediate to advanced. But I do, in the mixed ability classes, I do, you know, give the opportunity to do an intermediate or advanced exercise if that's appropriate for the client. But they don't, it doesn't work for everyone doing all those original exercises. What I'm really good at is breaking them down. And when you first start, just starting with the basics, the absolute basics, and gradually building up. But each person needs a different thing, basically. Now, Joseph Pilates had the mat work, as I said, and also equipment Pilates. Now, I'm back to the roots of mat work, teaching mat work, actually. I for a very long time, I taught reformer with the springs and pulleys and you name it, and a big studio, little studio, in-person studios in Hertfordshire. But now I'm back to my roots of mat work, and clients are getting huge benefits, just as good a benefit, actually. And we just add equipment in a different way, such as weights, Pilates rings, which are good for strength, tone, variety, little Pilates balls, spiky massage balls, bands, loopy bands, all sorts of different small equipment. And yeah, foam rollers, things like that. And it gives good variety. But the original mat work, you didn't use any equipment at all, actually. And it's, yeah, fantastic. And you can, you know, you can use your own body weight as well for exercises. So, yeah, you've got those 2 types of Pilates. So I'm focusing now on really on the mat work. And what I'm finding is that actually teaching on Zoom is still really effective. As long as I can see what the client's doing, their setup's good. I can check, is their back staying still? You know, I can even see what their tummy muscles and their breathing's doing. So it's very, very good. And perhaps we'll just go back to the you know, the principles as well. But why are people doing it? I think most people are doing Pilates because they've either had an ache or pain in their body, they're sitting too long, or they're too sedentary. The back started to get backache, prolapsed disc, something or other, something's not right. And, you know, like Joseph Pilates said in those words, you know, you can't get fit with wishful thinking. You really, really can't. Practice is key. Doing 1 class a week is not enough, in my opinion. You really, it doesn't mean you have to do 2 or 3 classes a week, although a few clients do that. What I tend to do is encourage practice in between, practicing 6 minutes a day, incorporating into your lifestyle, taking regular breaks from the desk and things like that. And you can get huge benefits from doing that. The style that I bring in to Pilates is, yes, I teach all the things that people want. I mean, what people often want is to get their quality of life back or to keep doing the things that they love. And sometimes they go in cycles of pain and then doing enough to look after themselves and then going back into the pain cycle again. And what Pilates does really, I think, is support your body to be able to do the things that you love. Now, for some of my clients, that's kayaking, sometimes that's sailing, sometimes that's spinning, sometimes that's gardening, sometimes that's looking after their grandchild, sometimes that's running, sometimes it's just they want to be able to move comfortably in their day-to-day life and be there for their child or children if they have them. And they want their body to hold up and be strong enough to do the other things. But often if you only do cardiovascular exercise and you don't have enough core stability and you don't have enough back strength, you know, things might start to go wrong. There's some sort of dis-ease. And, you know, like I've taught quite a few golfers, for example. I still teach golfers and they want to keep playing golf. You can't only play golf to be strong for golf, you know. You need the stretching, you need the posture, you need to be able to do a decent squat. You need to, you know, be able to move well in that rotation, those twisting movements in golf. You need your core stability to be strong. You need your back muscles to be strong for the golf. So I think what Pilates does is it holds your body together. It gives it your real inner strength. It isn't always a cure, but it can help improve things with regular practice and really excellent teaching from somebody like myself. And that's what it's kind of done for me. It allows me to, you know, do things that I love, such as going plunging in the sea or walking or cycling, and just enjoying, you know, everyday life, really. And that's really important. But also, if you have lessons regularly, you can keep improving and you can keep getting stronger. And that is really, really key. The style I teach, I also add in quite an emphasis on meditation and the breathing. I sprinkle in some of the stress to calm tools, like the happy exercise, which clients love, which also help quite a lot of clients boost their energy, although there isn't research and science on that particular bit of it. But yeah, it helps with mental health as well. I combine either breathing and meditation in many meditations and classes. 1 minute journaling is also very, very good for mental health and well-being. And things like that can really, really help. And bringing in positive affirmation cards. So I have two decks of positive affirmation cards. I meant to say at the beginning, actually, but happy and calm cards, here they are. And happy kids cards, they're going to be back in stock in the next couple of weeks. The children's ones are for kind of primary school age. From age 4 is pretty good age, sometimes younger. Usually from age 4 is pretty good. And then these ones for adults and teenagers, the happy and calm cards. And I bring these into classes as well, but I bring affirmations into class in many different ways. And I have spoken that a little bit about that in the past in a podcast episode. So I'm just going to go bring in the positive affirmation card message of the week now for you. And let's see what we got today. So how to use them. Step 1, give them a shuffle. Step 2, fan the cards out. Step 3, pick a card. Best card for the podcast today is be yourself. What does that mean to you today? What does that mean to you today? So you can think about it. You can journal and write about it for 1 minute and set an alarm if you want to. Or you can talk it through with someone, a friend or family, and have a turn each of saying what that means to you. The idea is you pick a card each, really, your own personal card. But this is the card of the podcast of the day. Yeah, what does that mean to me today? Yeah, I like being myself. It's so important that you surround yourself with people that help you be yourself as well. And that's really, really important. So we're going to do meditation as well today. So we'll do that in a minute for you. I just want to say in the 9 classes I have a week now, I've got all the sort of mixed ability ones, and we've got beginners and mixed ability classes. And then I also have the intermediate to advanced one. And I've got a new chair Pilates class. So this is for anyone who's not confident getting on and off the floor and wants to get stronger in their everyday mobility, you know, everything from sitting to getting up from the chair to walking to going up and down stairs, and to feel confident, you know, moving out and about. And it gets everything stronger. But we do everything sitting or standing holding onto the chair. Do use equipment as well in that class. That one's just slowly growing. So if you have a mum, a dad, a brother, sister, auntie, uncle, cousin and friend who could benefit from that, you can always try the free taster class first in exchange for a testimonial. So the chair ones, yeah, it's really nice to be offering that. And what else? Oh, chronic fatigue management. So yeah, that's very good for anyone who's had long COVID, ME, chronic fatigue, burnout. I've experienced that myself, and that is why I wanted to start it, really, to help others who are going through that. Equally, I know what it's like to be injured or to have got weak in the past for different reasons, or incredibly weak. And it's you can just start from wherever you're at, basically. You can always have a chat on the phone if you start with two. Right, let's go into today's meditation. So one of the requests was to go to the beach. So this is a beautiful tense and release relaxation. So I really, really hope you enjoy it. And you can do this sitting or lying down.
Beach relaxation. Take yourself to your favorite beach, lying down either with your knees bent for more back support, or with your legs straight if that's comfortable for you. Have a lie down. Wrap yourself in a warm blanket. Tense and release relaxation, starting off with your feet. As you breathe in, tensing your feet. As you exhale, relax your feet. Like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Tensing your calf muscles. Isolate your muscles as much as you can, tensing your calf muscles as you breathe in through your nose. As you exhale through your nose, relax your calf muscles like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Tensing your thigh muscles, breathe in. As you exhale through your nose, relax your thigh muscles like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your buttock muscles, breathing in as you tense your buttocks in through your nose. As you exhale, relax your buttocks like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your hands, breathing in as you tense your hands, or simply take a breath in. Make a tight fist. As you exhale, relax your hands and whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Now tensing your arms and shoulders, breathing in as you tense your arms and shoulders, inhale. As you exhale, relaxing your arms and shoulders and your whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Breathing in and out through your nose. And now your face, scrunch your face up as you breathe in. As you exhale, relax your face and whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. And now your whole body, tensing your whole body, inhale through your nose, exhale through your nose, and relax like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Taking yourself to your favorite beach or place, breathing in, tensing your whole body, inhale, relaxing as you exhale, like your body's melting into some soft, warm sand on your favorite beach. The temperature is perfect for you. You love hearing the sounds on your beach. You feel so relaxed and at peace. One more, breathing in as you tense, 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 or big breath in through your nose. Exhale through your nose and relax your whole body, like you're lying on some soft, warm sand. Breathing in and out through your nose now naturally. Breathing naturally. Just inhaling and exhaling naturally, and your tummy is completely relaxed. You can let your tummy rise and fall, gently and naturally breathing in and out through your nose. Keep this natural breathing going. Having a lie down is so beneficial. It's so good for your back and neck, your discs in between each vertebra. It's good for your posture, muscle balance and alignment, relaxation and energy levels. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose as you relax. Either slowly roll onto your side and come up to sitting and have a glass of water, or relax even more, or drift off to sleep.
So welcome back after today's meditation. How do you feel afterwards? Maybe have a glass of water after. You don't have to get up yet. You can stay there longer if you like. Some feedback I've had is some people have fallen asleep in that one. I created it many moons ago, but it's a really popular one. And it's also a really good one to do in bed at night time as well. Obviously, don't do it while you're driving. So that was today's little meditation. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. There'll be a guest on next episode, waiting for confirmation on the guest at the moment, so that's top secret at the moment, but I do have another couple of guests lined up in the coming months, so we'll probably mostly do a solo episode and then a guest episode. Sometimes we'll mix it up, but yeah, I've got two guests lined up as well, so that'll be really, really nice. If you have any questions for the podcast, please let me know. Really appreciate it if you give a review, because it actually does motivate me to do this for you. Otherwise, it's like, you know, it's nice to get feedback, positive feedback and 5-star reviews and how it's helping and inspiring you. If you share it, even better, with a friend you think it might help, or someone like, what on earth is Pilates? And it was developed by a man. So there we are. But yeah, I teach in a very unique way, and I'm looking forward to the studio becoming fully booked this year. That's one of my wishes this year, to help more of you, you know, with not just your backs and your bodies, but your mental health and happiness as well. Have a beautiful week, and look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And wherever you're listening, I'd love to know where you listen to this. I often listen to podcasts whilst I'm cooking and cleaning up the kitchen, times like that. Sometimes I listen to them out on a walk as well. What about you? Thanks for listening and tuning in. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.